Welcome back. We're up to Perek Dalad, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 4, Mishnah 2 of Maseches Pesachim. So the previous mission that we did last time talks about the halacha that a person should do whatever the local custom is to lechumra in each direction. So says the Mishnah, Kayotze bo, hamolich peros shvias. If a person brings crops of shvias, mimakum shekalu lemakum shelo kalu, from a place where the crops ran out in the fields to a place where they did not yet run out, or from a place where they did not yet run out to a place where they did run out. So Chayav Levayer, he'll be obligated to remove the crops from his house in both situations. So usually, just to understand what the Mishnah is talking about, the Biur obligation is based on the availability of produce in the location in which the produce grew. So therefore, where the produce grew in a place in which the species is no longer available, he has to remove the produce from his home by the black and white letter of the law. But where the produce grew in a place where the species is still available, but it's now in a place where the species is not available, he has to remove it for the sake of the of complying with the chumrah of the current place. So again, a little complicated, but essentially, if you live in a place where the crops of the shvius produce that you have ran out, and you go to a place where it didn't yet run out, or you come from a place where they didn't run out and you go to a place where they did run out, in all these situations he's obligated to remove the crops from his house to keep the chumras of every situation possible. Rabbi Yehuda says that we treat each food or crop independently. So we say to the owner, save have lecha afata, go out to the field and bring for yourself a sample of each of the species. Any species that can't be found in the field has to be removed from the mixture and basically needs to be declared to be ownerless. So essentially, according to the Tanakhama, if you have several species of shvius vegetables that were picked together in the same time in the same barrel, they don't need to be removed from the house until all the species in the barrel are no longer available. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not true. You judge each one independently, and if you could find more a sample of each species, then there's no issue keeping that. But any species that can't be found in the field has to be removed from the mixture and made hefker. Okay, that is Mishnah Beis. Now on to Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah wants to know, talk about customs that are observed in only some places, similar to the general theme that we've been discussing. So Makom Shenagulim Korbehima Daka Leovid Kochavim, in a place where people follow the custom to sell small livestock, like a sheep or goat or something of the like, to a non-Jewish person, mochrin, one can sell them, makom shelo nagulim korba, in a place where they don't sell them, then ein mochrin, you don't sell them, uvechol makom ein mochrin lahem behem agasa. But every place agrees, you don't sell them large livestock, like an ox or a horse, agalim usayachim, and even while the ox are still calves, and while the horses are still foals, shalemin ushvurin, and whether they are healthy or maimed, we don't sell these things, at all to the non-Jewish people. But Rabbi Huda matir b'shvura, but Rabbi Huda allows selling in the case of a maimed animal, because since an animal will never be able to work, so the idolater will just go ahead and slaughter it right away. So no Jew will see the formerly Jewish owned animal in idolater's possession and assume that even a healthy large animal can be sold to idolaters. No one would ever make such an assumption. So therefore, you would be fine to do such a thing. But Ben Becerra Matir Basus, Ben Becerra allows selling in the case of a horse, because horses are usually used for carrying riders, not for labor, like plowing. So the rabbis didn't prohibit selling an animal that's mainly used to carry riders, because it is not a Nisr D'Oraisa for one's animal to carry a rider on Shabbos, and therefore there is no concern that the commandment to let one's animal rest on Shabbos will be violated as a result. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Dalet. Have a wonderful day.